Governor Doug Ducey has requested a special open enrollment period on the federal health care marketplace to give people who've lost their jobs or seen a reduction in income access to care. He's also issued an executive order to expand access to telemedicine coverage and signed legislation to establish a new assessment on hospitals to help pay for the state's Medicaid program known as Access. Jim Hammond, CEO and publisher of the Hertel Report, which covers the Arizona healthcare industry, joins us now to talk about these steps. Jim, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So Arizona apparently is not the only state considering this. What could this possibly look like if Governor Ducey actually gets the approval from the feds to go ahead and do this?
Well, it would be a federal order that would have to happen. So all of the states that currently use the federal marketplace would be affected. What the governor has done is the governor has asked the feds to do this because he doesn't really have the authority to do it.
Well, so what do you think it would look like? How complicated? I mean, one would think if the feds approve it, you can get in there and do this. But does this change? I mean, we know the uncertainty we're dealing with right now, but what would this do to the system to potentially have this many people having a chance to look, sort of an open enrollment part two?
Well, I don't think it would be that big of a deal. The system is already set up for this. It's just a matter of normally at this time of the year, there's not a lot of activity. You need to have an exception to apply normally during this time of the year. So essentially, this would just be widening the open enrollment period and encouraging folks to get on there and put their income levels into the computer and see what comes out. Because they could be eligible for subsidies under the marketplace, but they could also be eligible for Medicaid. So I expect that regardless of whether the feds open this or not, there might be a lot of activity for folks figuring out whether they apply or they qualify for the subsidy or for Medicaid.
Jim, given all of the political debate around the ACA or Obamacare, does this surprise you coming from this governor?
Well, it does surprise me a little bit, but I think that the feds are looking at this, and this is part of a much larger, if you read the governor's letter, it's part of a much larger set of concerns. So it doesn't really surprise me that the feds and the governor are looking at this. This is a way to get some people that qualify to get them coverage, but I don't believe that it's going to be a lot. I think what really would be more likely is that Medicaid rolls will increase. Because if people lose their jobs completely and their income goes down below 133% of federal poverty, which is about $17,000 a year, then they would qualify for Medicaid. If their income drops because of hours being cut or other things like that, where they don't lose their jobs completely, but they lose some income, then they may end up in the group between $17,000 and $50,000. Which qualifies you for a subsidy on the federal marketplace.
Jim, that leads us into the governor signing into law a bill to establish a new assessment on hospitals, and that money would help cover the cost of treating patients on Medicaid. Give us a reminder why healthcare providers were so intent on getting this part done.
Well, somebody with insurance is always better than someone without. So if the healthcare providers are there and they're going to be treating patients regardless of their status as a covered individual, they're going to see these folks anyway. And I think that this virus, this pandemic has made it very clear to the hospital systems that regardless of their payer mix, regardless of their deals with insurance companies or government programs, they are going to be taking care of these patients. So let's go ahead and get as many of them covered as possible.
So along those lines, then, do you expect to see a large boost in uncompensated care by hospitals during this pandemic?
Oh, absolutely. They're all talking about that this is going to impact their uncompensated care dramatically. And so they are looking at their reserves and their backup plans for how are they going to do this? How are they going to manage this? They're also obviously dealing with insurance companies and setting rates with those organizations, and that's how they get paid. So I imagine that my friends at the hospitals and doctor groups are going to be knocking on the doors of the health plans saying we need more money, and then the health plans are going to raise premiums, and the cycle continues.
Yeah.
So I see this as impacting both the provider world and the insurance world with rates going up.
All right, much more to watch for on that. Jim Hammond, CEO and publisher of the Hertel Report. Jim, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.